I want to read to you from St. John, the second chapter. St. John, the second chapter. The closing two verses of that, well, three verses, 23, 24, and 25 of St. John, the second chapter. And the thought is, God knows what is man. God knows what is in man. God knows what you're made out of. God knows your stability. He knows our need. Even before we ask, He knows our need. And He knows what will work. He knows what's right. We don't always know what's right. I run into things that I don't always know what's right. And I have to say, Lord, which is right? Decisions to make. And I've tried a lot of things that don't work. I've been told a lot of stories. Like I said, I've told a lot of stories. I've been told a lot of stories that did not work out. A lot of remedies were not real. Haven't you tried some of them? Huh? I heard about one lady. I'll not call in names. This wasn't my wife either. They tried to get her to do it. I think I told it once that she did, and that was a story. Unintentional. But one lady, a cousin of mine, told how to keep your kids from having the whooping cough, I believe it was, some disease. Just catch a live minnow and let that baby swallow that live minnow and stop it from having the whooping cough. Well, a bottle of carbolic acid will stop a lot of things. You don't drink it, you know. But there's a lot of things that people tell you will not work, but what God tells you, it'll work. First deer hunting I ever went, with Brother Marin and Brother Wimpy Odom, and several had a camp out west of here. And of course, they always pick on the greenhorns, and somebody told me while they were dressing deer that day, said, now, preacher, if you'll get the gall out of that deer and rub it on your shoes, said, they'll never wear out. Said, they'll last. You can't wear them out. And, of course, what I didn't know is, at that time, that a deer don't have gall. But I was found looking for it. And people shouldn't do me like that, you know. But I was drawing water at Judsonia, Arkansas, of a well one time, and a fellow come by. I can see him in my imagination now. And he come by driving an old car, and he hollered, tell Mr. Kimbrew in there, that was the boss, that his old muley cow has both horns hung in a woven wire fence down there. I dropped my bucket, and I run to the house, and just as I said, your old muley cow has got both horns hung, it dawned on me that muley cows don't have horns. Now, you may say, now, why are you telling all these things? These kids don't know that. I'm educating them over here. My folks told me when I was a little boy that if a cow ever bit you with her upper teeth, it would kill you instantly. So I was very careful milking the cows never to get bitten by the upper teeth of a cow. All right. What's that? And a lot of other things you hear, and you hear some things religiously that are just as wrong. But I want to tell you one thing that's right. It's the name of Jesus. And this scripture has to do with the name of Jesus. And I want to show you our shallowness about the name of Jesus. Sometimes we think it's just in saying the name of Jesus. And we believe in saying it because we say it an awful lot. And sometimes we may say it in vain. And I don't mean cursing either. You can lightly use the name of Jesus and could be wrong. I was in the Capitol building at Little Rock one time with a man who, if he said God, Jesus, or Mother, and he was a politician and he was a long ways from God, but if he said God, Jesus, or Mother, he stood to his feet and removed his hat. And finally someone in the group said, why? We've noticed this, why? And he said, my mother died giving birth to me. When I was born, my mother died. And I owe her my life. I never mention mother without rising to my feet. And if I've got a hat on my head, I take it off. And he said, God, Jesus, he said, that's the greatest of all. And I dare not breathe his name. Of course, he didn't know the name of Jesus as we know it, really. But just the mention of God, Lord, or Jesus, he would stand to his feet. I'm not saying that you have to do that. But somehow I've remembered it through the years that we so lightly use the word Jesus, so lightly use the word God, so disrespectfully use the word mother or mom or old lady or old woman or old man for pop or father. But, oh God, may we give honor to the name of Jesus, which is the only name given under heaven whereby we must be saved. Now listen, folks, that has to do with more than just having the name called over you in baptism. I believe in that. I don't believe you're properly baptized unless the name of Jesus is called over you, and it might do you good to call on that name yourself as you're being baptized. Paul was instructed to call on the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I believe he went down in the water saying Jesus. Praise God. But I want to read this to you concerning the earthly ministry of the Lord, of course. When he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, in the feast day, many believed in his name. Many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did. Now, I want to tell you something. Jesus didn't go about as we do, doing miracles, saying, I do this in the name of Jesus. He didn't say that. There's no record where he ever said, devil, come out in the name of Jesus. He was Jesus. He was named Jesus. Now we say it. We're commanded to do in the name of Jesus. We have examples to heal the sick and to say it. Peter and John took hold of the man that was lame in the third chapter of Acts, lifting him up, said, in the name, they said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he did. They said it, he did it. Everybody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
But you see, Hebrews, even until this day, they name people a name. Their name had to do with prophecy, actually. What they were named destined their life. This is mysterious, but you read it. Every man of God, their name meant what they were. Moses and those who were not, their name was changed. Israel means Prince of God. Jacob means deceiver. And or one who was to, that is not exactly the word, but the same meaning, a supplanter. Jacob means supplanter or deceiver. And God changed his name to Israel, which meant Prince of God, because he wrestled with God. And he was known as Israel from then on. Hallelujah. Now, Jesus was named, the 62nd chapter of Isaiah said, he would be named by the mouth of the Lord. Mary didn't name him. Joseph didn't name him. The angel of the Lord said, thou shalt call his name Jesus for a reason. Praise God. He shall save his people from their sins. Now, when he went about healing the sick and performing miracles, many believed on his name. His name, Jesus, means Jehovah Savior. Jehovah Savior. No wonder that Nicodemus said, Lord, Master, no man can do the works that you're doing except God be with him. He recognized something about this man, Jesus, that he lived up to his name. There's other people called Jesus, many Spanish people that are called Jesus today, that without meaning. My folks named me because they thought Marvin James Franklin Rutledge Jr. sounded cute. And that's supposed to be funny. But they had no reason, really, other than my dad was named Marvin. And then I was named Marvin, and there was no reason behind it. But I'm telling you, there was a reason that our Lord was called Jesus when he was born and laid in Bethlehem's manger. Praise God. It was not just something to tickle the ears. It was not just something to sound good, something that would rhyme. And I know a family up home, and some of John and some of them know him. I baptized most of this family. Then the man's name is Shelby Wicker. His wife, his name, I don't know what her name is, but I know what the kids' names is. They thought it was cute to name them Truman, Tillman, Thurman, Thelma, Tressie, Thurl, Theodore, Thurschel. And I missed one or two. But every one of them began with a T. And Brendan and Gary is starting. Carol Ann and Carla. And then on and on and on and on. Chris and Caroline and I don't know what all. And now, seriously, sometimes names are called just because of a fad, just because of something they like. And we call Rendell Rendell because if he had been a girl, he was going to be Brenda. And it turned out he was a boy, and we got the next thing to it and named him Rendell. And then it was an advantage as they grew up. We call one, they both come, because it sounds like Rendell and Brenda sound the same. So you holler for one, you get both of them. So there was a blessing in that. But I'm telling you, Jesus was called Jesus because he was Jehovah's Savior, because he was God with us. Isaiah did not know how to save Jesus. Praise God. He really didn't. This name was withheld from the lips of humanity as far as meaning was concerned. And he did not know how to put the words into the letters into the word to form the word Jesus until the time would come. But he did tell us that his name would be Emmanuel. And by interpretation, this means God with us. Hallelujah. So when Jesus healed the sick, when he opened the eyes of the blind, they didn't just believe the miracles that he did, but they believed in his name. Praise God. Brother Mickey, I believe in the Sunday school lesson, mentioned the fact that when Jesus came into the temple, and he referred to something I've said in times past, which is true, about the authority. When he walked in and saw them doing wrong, he did not really, by physical strength, drive them out. It was because they were wrong, and he was right, that wrong usually becomes under subjection to right. Now, you better be sure you're right. Brother Bill Gray and I were in this restaurant. You've heard me tell about it, and I stood there cursing just as long as I could, and I stood and began to praise God. And walked over to this fellow and asked him, did he belong to a church? And he said, no. And I said, I knew if you did, it was not working. And I said, I feel like praying for you right now. And a house full of people. Now, you would think that a man would whip him, a preacher, right there. And I don't recommend that you always try it. I failed to do this. I might not do it every time. But I failed to do it. Right was on my side. The man stuck out a trembling hand and said, I need prayer. Pray for me. And I prayed for him publicly. And I want you to know when I walk into that restaurant, they know I'm there. I went in here a while back and it started some cursing again. And this colored clerk come out from behind that counter, a colored cook, rather. And she said, you all listen to me right here. I said, we got some nice Christian folks in here and we're not going to put up with this cussing. You hear me? I'll call the policeman right now, too. She was scared I was going to start praying again. Amen. But the same, by the same token, when Jesus said, my house, it's written, my house. And I think there's something about the authority of his voice that they realized that it was more than him quoting what another God said or somebody else said, my house. Right. Hallelujah. The same thing that I told you about my son tonight when they said, we see Jesus as a house, and he said, I am he. And they fell back into the ground. My house! Praise God, should be called the house of prayer. You bet it ain't in a thief. Back to our Sunday school lesson. My house, says God, should be consecrated. My house should be sanctified. My house should be dedicated. My house should be faithful. You are the house of God. Say praise, praise. Let's love God. Will you love him? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God. I think we ought to just love God and thank Him for the name of Jesus. Thank Him for the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So I'm telling you, the name of Jesus means more than just saying the word. Say it, but it means more than that. the whole family in heaven, if there was three distinct persons in the Godhead, every last one of them would be named of that name, Jesus. And we'd still be right in baptizing. I'll correct myself, and I'm not going to say it like them fellows either. In the name of Jesus. And if there is 10 billion angels, the whole family in heaven and earth, they're all named of that same name, Jesus. And if there is 2 million, 3 million, or 4 million saints of God in the earth, every one of them are named spiritually of that same name, Jesus. The whole family in heaven and earth is so named of that name. Will you stand together? Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's love God, will you? Love Him. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Before you go, I want to pass along two things to you. One of them is humorous saying of a child, Bill and Bobby's little boy Roger. He came up with a good one the other day. He'd heard about somebody dropping out of the church, not this church, but another church. And he said, Daddy, did you hear about those people in so-and-so's church? He said, what about them? He said, they backfired. They backslid. So, we don't want no backfired around here. Hallelujah. Sister Andrea Miller told us the other night that the woman she's working with, colored woman, and a person come in to buy a dress, and this, when she left, this colored lady said, she is sanctified. And Andrea said, well, what is sanctified? She said, Lord, child, don't you know what being sanctified is? And she said, I know, but I'm wondering if you know. She said, you tell me what being sanctified is. She said, well, being sanctified is one of them what beats a tangerine and does a two-step. But there's more to sanctification than that. Praise God. Brother Mickey, will you dismiss us? Praise the Lord.
Our great and mighty God, today we are glad, Lord, that we have been privileged to be in your presence. We thank you, Lord, for this day, for this beautiful day, for all that you've done for us and for mankind in general. Bless this people, Lord. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you, God. Praise the Lord.